It's not often that a federal bankruptcy judge has this to say to a lawyer from the North Carolina Department of Justice.
I hate to quote a 50s TV show, but you've got some explaining to do. What's going on?
That's a courtroom recording of Judge Stephanie Humrickhouse questioning Department of Transportation attorney Hilda Burnett Backer. And I Love Lucy references aside, here's what was going on. Back in 2012, the DOT condemned a vacant building that once was a small general store. That building and the surrounding half-acre lot stood in the way of the ongoing extension of the George Lyles Parkway in Concord. So the state paid a little over $40,000 to the owners of the property in question and tore it down. Problem was, that store and the land it sat on were owned in part by the American Lung Association of North Carolina. The Lung Association had filed for bankruptcy protection 2 years earlier, and under bankruptcy law, the property was protected from creditors and could not be seized by the state. During the court proceedings, the state claimed initially to have not known about the bankruptcy, but emails and that $40,000 payment quickly showed that wasn't the case. The DOT soon admitted it had made a serious mistake. Here's Hilda Burnett Backer, the lawyer representing the DOT.
In this particular instance, it was simply something we should not have done it.
In the ruling, Judge Humrickhouse called the actions of the DOT a willful violation and blatant disregard for the law. The DOT must pay $10,000 now in punitive damages and roughly $10,000 more in legal fees. The plaintiffs in this case say they have now filed a new lawsuit, allowing them to seek additional damages. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.